Just Me, a place to be me, where you get to experience life. Life is a journey, not a guided tour. If you want the rainbow, you have to go through the rain.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you so much for listening in on the past few episodes where we have discussed core values and beauty. We also had a panel discussion of about five women who were able to discuss some of their core values or how they navigated life based on the core values that were instilled in them from their childhood, from what it was like growing up, from their interactions with their peers. And so we caught a lot of very valuable snippets. So what we're going to do real fast is today just review what in the world core values are. So core values are statements, stories, opinions, and rigid ideas and thoughts that we have been inundated with that shape our own personal ideas of specific concepts and mold us into creating our own ideas about how we see ourselves, how we see others, how we see the world, and how we see the future. And with our past two episodes, we polled about five women and we asked them, five women who identify as BIPOC, Black Indigenous people of color. And we asked them what exactly they remember or recall experiencing as growing up as it relates to beauty and what type of core beliefs they developed based on what they experienced from their mom. Or it could be a mother figure, or it could be someone in their life that helped guide them into adulthood. And we got various responses around the concept of beauty, self-image, self-confidence, faith, creating boundaries, loving and caring for yourself, control and vulnerability, building relationships with others, independence and self-sufficiency, and coping skills. And so when we think about all of these things and how we, what we learned from various representatives in our childhood and in our life, we got some very, very significant key points to that. One of the key points being that with that group of panelists, recognizing that dualism and duality can exist, as we began to acknowledge what our mom or our mother representative has instilled in us, but then also acknowledging that while those lessons have been learned, how helpful and how effective are they as we transition into different phases of our life? And one of the themes that came out is being a caring spirit and being kind and being able to afford our services to other people. But then at the same time, recognizing that we have to have healthy boundaries for ourselves and being comfortable with that concept and that statement of no is an answer, is a statement, is a sentence, and you have to set boundaries, healthy boundaries for yourself, while also being a kind, caring, and helpful individual for your family and for your loved ones. Ms. Tracy, talk about that.
You know, that was one of the most exciting of the episodes when we talked about that. It is so easy to just continue to follow a pattern that you used to, you know, when it's time for you to do something different or change. Again, if it's something that was been instilled into you and that's all that you know, the moment that you find like a different flavor, like I like strawberry, but all of a sudden I got introduced to vanilla and it's like, vanilla's not bad. Now I want to choose vanilla. I can't choose strawberry anymore, or you might even become allergic to the strawberry, you know? So, but we struggle trying to get out of what we what was our norm into our new norm. So I just when we had those conversations, and to hear the panelists, and one of them being my daughter, and just listening to, like, wow, did I do that? And then, and when you can see it, and then, but when you also can see, okay, even though that worked for me, that's all I knew to teach. And so when she learned it, when she learned something different, she ran with what she learned different, because that fit who she was and was the who she was developing into. And I think when we get to the point, be like, you know, hey, that was that worked for my mom, but it didn't work for me. I don't have to do this. I don't have to follow that role or have that same thought process, because again, based on the experience that we have, it won't be the same. So though these conversations just opened up, like, a lot of little things. I even came across a mag, one of those things that you put on your freezer or your refrigerator, and it said, when I open my mouth, I realize I'm sounding like my mother. It's like, oh yeah, I got that from my mother. So when I saw that, I had to get them, and even got my daughter's one. Be like, because you really realize that, wow, like, those things do trans they transfer over. And then again, if you're transferring over negative things, that's not good. But we do it. Like, we transfer over our anxieties, we transfer over our fears, especially our fears, you know. So that th this was some good this was some good eye opener, the talks that we had on these, like, really, really. And then too, when I think of, like, how I responded to a lot of things that I again, I'm my own artist. I get to paint a new picture, this new canvas, you know, to do me, to let my truth be my truth and not my mother's truth.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm glad that you made reference to painting and just recognizing that while we have, as individuals, learned to adopt various different coping skills, various different fears, various different anxieties from the people who have raised us. And in this segment, in this series, we're focusing on mothers. While we have adopted some of those things, that doesn't mean that it has to be continuously transcended over into our daughters or our sons. Because while it may have worked for our mom, while it may have worked for certain aspects of our lives, certain moments in our lives, that doesn't mean that it's going to work throughout our entire life. And so that's the point of having this conversation. And I'm glad that you mentioned as far as painting a new narrative, because that segues into our up and coming workshop that is going to be held at the beginning of December, where we will definitely be taking some of these concepts. So get what we have been able to hone from our childhood, recognizing that it is important and recognizing that there are some traumas around it, but recognizing that moving into our future life, moving into our current life, what can we take from our childhood and what do we need to leave behind? And so one of the things that we're going to be doing is using painting and using colors
Yes.
to really paint a new narrative. We have an amazing guest coming who specializes in painting, color dynamics, color emotions. And so we're going to be working with her to A, paint our past, but then also transition to our future. So I definitely hope you guys listen in to this up and coming opportunity. We'll have more details to come, but we'll definitely be working with our individuals to our listeners to really transcend what we're going to be talking about and actually putting it into a palette. So I'm excited, a color
I
palette.
am so excited, because I've been to those little paint and sips, and we get to do it, but in a mental health wellness capacity. And no,
Yes.
we're not going to be sipping on no wine and no liquor. It is going to be a paint and sip because we get to stay in the present. We get to stay
Yes.
in the present. And I like how you said we get to paint our past and paint into our future.
I like that.
I like that. That is, and I saw the print that we're going to be using. I can't wait to do mine and hang it up in my room so I can just remember about this, you know. And we talked about I got it from my mama, that mama drama, that
Yep.
mama drama.
Yep.
And it's going to be so uplifting. So make sure you just go ahead and save the date. Save the date, save the date, save the date. We're pushing our December 8th, right?
Yes. Yep.
December
Pushing
8th.
December 8th. Yep.
We're pushing December 8th. And if something changed, we're going to announce it, but save that date. And we'll have more to come in the upcoming weeks. And we're looking forward to seeing y'all.
Yes, to all my beautiful, beautiful sisters, moms, aunties, everything. I definitely look forward to seeing your faces, your beautiful faces, because we have a lot to unpack as a community. We have a lot to unpack as individuals. And some of the things that have been helpful in the past, we need to transcend into the future and maybe adjust them a little bit, so that it helps with our family right now and our individuality right now. So, ooh,
Art
definitely.
therapy.
Yay,
Hey.
yes, art therapy, definitely. So until next time, guys, definitely take care of yourself so that we can take care of each other. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Just Me Therapy podcast. If you are seeking further one-on-one diagnoses, interventions, and treatment plans, please consider scheduling an appointment with an individual counselor at Journeys Counseling Center, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Journeys can be reached at 336-294-1349. The mission of Just Me Therapy podcast is to use authentic conversations to uplift one's mind, body, and soul. The goal of Just Me Therapy is to offer affordable education and insight to individuals who experience financial barriers to accessing individualized behavioral health care services. With that being said, the information, including opinions, advice, and recommendations discussed in this podcast, are intended for individual, informational, and educational purposes only. Such information is not intended to substitute the recommendations of your own licensed therapist or healthcare professional. Although we are licensed behavioral health professionals, we are not your licensed behavioral health professional. As a result, the advice mentioned on this podcast should not replace the recommendations offered by your own qualified health professional.